Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 6, Chapter 7, Indra offhands Brihaspati, text number 24. Tripishtapam kim ganayanti. Abhedya mantra bhigunam anusikshitartha na vipra govinda go iswaranam bhavanti abhadrani Naraiswaranam Tripishtapam kim gananyantyamedya Tripishtapam kim gananyantyamedya Mantra bhiguna manusikshitartha Mantra Bhriguna Manusik Siddhartha Nobi Prago Bindagavi Swaranam Nobi Prago Bindagavi Swaranam Bhavanta Bhadrani Nareswaranam Bhavanta Bhadrani Nareswaranam Tripishtapam kim ganayantyamedya Mantra Bhiguna Manusik Siddhartha Nabi Prago Bindagavi Swaranam Bhavantya Bhadrani Nare Swaranam Tripishtapam kim ganayantyamedya Mantra bhiguna manusikshitartha Nabi prago bindagavi swaranam Bhavanta Bhadrani Nareswaranam Kindly repeat. Tripishtapam kim ganayantyamedya Mantra Bhiguna Manusik Siddhartha Nabi Prago Bindagavi Swaranam Bhavanta Bhadrani Nareswaranam Tripishtapam kim ganayantyamedya
मन्त्राभिगुणा मनुशिक्षितार्था नवि प्रगोविन्द गवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त भद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम् त्रिवेष्टपं किं गणयन्त्य मेद्या मन्त्राभिगुणा मनुशिक्षितार्था नवि प्रगोविन्द गवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त भद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम्
मतजीज
त्रिपीष्टपं किं गणयन्त्य मेद्या मन्त्राभिगुणा मनुशिक्षितार्था नवि प्रगोविन्द गवीश्वराणाम् भवन्त भद्राणि नरेश्वराणाम्
वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन मेन ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की त्रिपिष्टपम ऑल द डेमीगॉड्स इंक्लूडिंग लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा किम व्हाट गणयन्ति दे केयर फॉर अभेद्य मंत्रः whose determination to carry out the orders of the spiritual master is unbreakable. Bhrigunam of the disciples of Bhrigu Muni, like Shukracharya, Anusikshitartha, deciding to follow the instructions, not Vipra, the Brahmanas, Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, Go, the cows, Ishwaranam, of persons favoring or considering worshipable. Bhavanti are abhadrani, any misfortunes. Nara Ishwaranam or of kings who follow this principle. Translation. Because of their firm determination to follow the instructions of Shukracharya, his disciples, the demons, are now unconcerned about the demigods. In fact, kings or others who have determined faith in the mercy of Brahmanas, cows, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who always worship these three are always strong in their position. Purport. From the instructions of Lord Brahma, it is understood that everyone should very faithfully worship the Brahmanas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the cows. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Go Brahmana Hitayacha. He is always very kind to cows and brahmanas. Therefore, one who worships Govinda must satisfy him by worshipping the brahmanas and cows. If a government worships the brahmanas, the cows and Krishna Govinda, it is never defeated anywhere. Otherwise, it must always be defeated and condemned everywhere. At the present moment, all over the world, governments have no respect for brahmanas, cows and Govinda, and consequently there are chaotic conditions all over the world. In summary, although the demigods are very powerful in material opulence, the demons defeated them in battle because the demigods had behaved disrespectfully toward a Brahmana, Brihaspati, who was their spiritual master. This is a very, very significant topic for us, being a practicing devotee in Krishna consciousness. We can take a very nice lesson from this verse, that how we must be dealing with at least cows and devotees. So the story is continuing like this. You know, this Indra, king of heaven, who was infatuated with the heavenly opulence, and when he was sitting in his throne, being accompanied by many of his associates, all these Gandharvas, Apsaras, were singing and dancing. So he was in a very enjoying mood. And in that situation, when Brihaspati, he enters the arena, although Indra, he could perceive or he could see his spiritual master has arrived on the spot, still he did not respectfully greeted him. In fact, he offended his spiritual master by not greeting him properly. So as a result of which, we can see when Brihaspati, he just disappears from this spot, then Indra, he recognized his mistake. He understood he has committed a great offense unto the lotus feet of his spiritual master. And he wanted to go and beg forgiveness from him. But he went on searching everywhere. He couldn't find Brihaspati. And then, being very much dejected, very much hopeless of his good fortune, accompanied by the demigods, he approached Lord Brahma. And when he went to Lord Brahma, then Brahma started speaking to them. In this verse today, Brahma is speaking, Tripishtapam kim ganayantya madhya mantrabhigunam anusikshitartha. My dear demigods, O king of heaven Indra, you may have heavenly opulence, but your heavenly opulence is not going to stay with you anymore. Because Tripishtapam kim ganayantya madhya, these demons who has become very, very powerful by the blessings of their guru, who will not even bother about this heavenly planet. Means they have gained so much power, they can even may one day come and conquer my planet even, Brahmaloka. Do you know why? If somebody asks, oh why? How did they become so powerful? my dear Brahma, oh, Bhrugunam Anusikshitartha, Adya, he said, mantra, Adya, Ganayanti Abhedya mantra. This is very significant point. Abhedya mantra. Their determination to carry out the orders of their spiritual master is unbreakable. So they are very faithfully following the orders of their spiritual master. Once upon a time, they had disrespected their spiritual master and they were very weak. But now, because they are very faithful to follow the instructions of their spiritual master, that's why they have become very, very powerful. They can conquer even your planet and they may come to my loka also. So, they have become very powerful just by following the instructions of spiritual master. So then if demigod says, oh, that means we don't have any other hope. So what should we do? You want us to just live like this, just cry or what? What can we do? And says, no, no vipraga bindaga viswaranam bhavanta bhadrani nareswaranam. But my dear demigods, understand one thing. Those who are respectful to vipra, that means brahmanas, govinda, Krishna and Gobi, cows, Bhavantya Bhadrani, they cannot become overcome by misfortunes. Those kings who are always respectful to Mother Cow, Govinda and the devotees of the Lord are never ever overcome by the misfortunes. So here, the severity of Vaishnava aparad, committing offense unto a Vaishnava, is very nicely explained to us. We know there are 10 offenses to be avoided while chanting the holy name of the Lord. The first one is to blaspheme a devotee who has dedicated his life to propagate the names of the Lord, right? That is Vaishnava Parad, this first one. So, this, if we unpack this first one, you can see one can offend a Vaishnava in 6 different ways. 6 types of Vaishnava Parads are there. Sometimes we do not know how we are committing offense unto a Vaishnava. So here, one of that principle is being explained in this verse. What are these 6 ways one can offend a Vaishnava? Hanti nindanti vaidvyasti vaishnavanna vinandati krudhyate janti na harsam darsane patanani sat. 6 types. What are that? Hanti. If to beat a Vaishnava, hanti. If you beat a Vaishnava, that's an aparad, that's an offense. Or to kill a Vaishnava. Okay, hanti, nindanti, to blaspheme a Vaishnava. Then, hanti, nindanti, vaidyasti, to become envious of a Vaishnava. Okay? Or the Supreme Lord. Vaishnava nabhinandati. One who does not greet or welcome a Vaishnava. Okay? Nabhinan krudhyate janti. Becoming angry, upset with a Vaishnava. Na harsam darsane. Not being joyful, not expressing the joy upon seeing a Vaishnava. So, it's very subtle, very important also for us. Yeah, there are evidences given in Shastra justifying these 6 different kinds. Hanti, Haridas Thakur, right? he was being beaten in 22 different marketplaces. And there's a big offense. The king fell down from his position because he was offending, he had offended Haridas Thakur. What happened to the followers of Jesus Christ? They crucified him, they killed him. That's a big, big, very severe offense. Hanti nindanti. Oh, this is like a pickle. You know pickle? Pickle is a kind of preparation. When it touches your tongue, you feel it's all. It's giving you more appetite to eat more. So this blasphemy to a Vaishnava is like a pickle. Once it touches your tongue, it increases the appetite to commit even more and more offenses. It's very, very dangerous thing. How do you blaspheme a Vaishnava? He's a Bengali Vaishnava. You know, he's an American Vaishnava. He's an European Vaishnava. Right? Vaishnava jati buddhi. One who sees Vaishnava in terms of their caste or caste. Jati buddhi. Vaishnava jati buddhi. Archi Vishnu Siladhir Gurusu Naramati. So, this is also one type of Vaishnava Parad, that is offending in a blaspheming, criticizing somebody. Sometimes devotee, they start criticizing another devotee considering his past history. Maybe before he joined in Krishna consciousness, he had some bad habits. He was hunted by his material desires. He was pulled to commit some wrong activities. And now he has become devotee of the Lord. But still, you dare to find fault with him. That's an offense. Or maybe there is an accident. Somebody meets after becoming a devotee of the Lord. And he has become very cautious about his mistake. Now he is on the verge of becoming free of that mistake. And you still try to point at him, hey, see, he is the one, you know, he did this. How would he feel? You see, he is a sincere person. He understands, he recognizes his mistake. And he's already working on it. He has almost come to a point where he is going to become totally free from that propensity. But still, you are pointing finger at him, saying, hey, see, no, you never do this. That's an offense. Hanti nindanti. This is called blasphemy. You can blaspheme a Vaishnava in a very subtle way. Somebody is speaking very bad about another devotee, and you just go next to him, you start to second his opinion. Right? Oh yeah, yeah, I know him, you know. I have seen him even though, you know. No, never try to do that. That's Vaishnava Ninda. That's blasphemy. To a Vaishnava. Hanti, nindanti, vaidvyasti, becoming envious. Sometimes envy can be for no reason. Oh, I don't want to see him anymore. Why? I don't know. I can't explain to you. Baba, what happened? Huh? What do you think about yourself? Why you say like this? Sometimes even certain activities done by a devotees are even unbearable to some other devotees. Okay, let us take this example. You see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is invited by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to have prasadam at his residence. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is very careful, is very caring, is very loving to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at his home. He has prepared many different kind of preparations. Now he has invited the Lord to have a seat to honor prasadam at his house. While he is trying to satisfy the Lord in this way, he still bothers about one thing. He is concerned about his son-in-law. He is thinking, if this guy, Amogh, he comes to this place right now, then everything will be finished. Oh, let me take a precaution. He took a stick in his hand and he went to the threshold of his house, guarding to make sure that this guy does not enter while Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is honoring prasadam. Then what happened? After some time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he was a little bit inattentive and he was serving Mahaprabhu in a very nice mood. Then taking that opportunity, Amogh enters into the house and he sees Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is honoring prasadam. And he starts criticizing, oh, you are a sannyasi? So much food on your plate? And 10 to 12 people can be fed with so much prasadam. Even one sannyasi eating so much. When he started speaking like this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he couldn't take it. He just took that stick by his hand and he started to run behind Amogh to chastise him, but he couldn't catch him. But you see, you know, what happened to Amogh? Why did he criticize like this? Because he was envious. He is thinking, I am the king of this house, being son-in-law. I should be respected. I should be given all care and love and attention should be given to me. Why they are attending this sannyasi? Sannyasi are not supposed to eat so much. In fact, when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu said, no, you know, I don't want to eat so much, you know, please reduce some amount from this plate. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, oh my dear Lord, how can you say like this? When you can eat chapan bhog in Simandir, this is nothing, this is like, you know, not even one morsel of food I am offering to you on your plate. And he actually kind of was trying to serve the Lord in a very, very cordial way. And this guy, he's very envious. He can see a Vaishnava, the Supreme Lord, being respected, being honored in his father-in-law's house. Sometimes we feel we should be the center of the attraction without caring for the respect other devotees deserve. We know there are different levels even in our Vaishnava culture. A Vaishnava can be like Kanishta Kanishta, Kanishta Madhyama, Kanishta Uttama, Madhyama Kanishta, Madhyama Madhyama, Madhyama Uttama. In this way, there are different levels that Vaishnavas can be. So, we must respect them as they deserve the respect. So just to become envious of a Vaishnava is not going to help us progress in our spiritual life. Vaidyasti, Vaishnavanna Abhinandati. You are in the temple, then you hear one Guru Maharaj, he is visiting your temple. And nobody is there to greet him. And you don't even dare to get a garland to greet him. This is not good. Exalted personalities should be respected. Then you can expect some great good fortune for yourself. Doesn't matter, even if you don't greet him, he is not going to tell anything to you. But it's a matter of principle that when an exalted personality arrives in your place, you must greet him by following Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnavanna Abhinandati. This is what happened to Brihaspati, right? Brihaspati, he didn't greet his spiritual master. Indra. Indra, he didn't greet his spiritual master. He offended him by not greeting him properly, by not recognizing the presence of Brihaspati, who actually deserves all respects. Kruddhate janti. Sometimes, for no reason, we become upset with some other Vaishnavas. Sometimes, we are upset with somebody else, and that angry mood is revealed or it is downloaded upon somebody else. Isn't it? Because I am not happy with certain situations, that's why I am a little bit upset about the situation. Then I come across another devotee who has got nothing to do with my previous situation, but I become angry upon him. I start scolding at him. No, that's not good. Or even sometimes what happens, devotees, they are doing their, service. Because I do not like that, I become upset. Why he is doing like this? Even if there is some valid reason also, you are not supposed to express your anger. This is Vaishnava principle. Because who are you to chastise? Are you his guru? Who holds the right to chastise a person? Only guru. Guru can chastise his disciple. Father can chastise his son. Right? You can't chastise like that. It's very dangerous. What happened? There's so very many. He was performing his meditation, sitting on the bank of Jamuna. There's another pastime. And this Garuda, he comes and he had a fight with Kaliya, who was residing in the lake of Jamuna. And Garuda is very powerful. He doesn't bother. He's flying in a big bird, with his big wings. He's flying and, beating the Kaliya with his wings. As he's flying and, going from one place to another, water from the Jamuna is going up and, falling down, by which Sovaridis's body was drenched. He became very upset. Why are you doing this? Why are you disturbing me? Well, Baba, where are you disturbed? He was very upset and he banished Garuda for that. It's a big offense. Big offense. You cannot tolerate somebody, that's why you want to banish him. No. You are not authorized to do that. Sometimes we, being in our management position, we tend to even overlook the instructions of our spiritual master. Sometimes we become critical of our spiritual master. Oh, he is not doing the management. I am doing the management. What does he know? We start to disregard them. He does not know how to deal in this situation. I have a better understanding. And we ignore. Definitely, your spiritual master is not a management magnet. He is instructing you nicely. He is giving you some valuable suggestions. And you feel you are self-sufficient, you are very intelligent to take decisions on certain topics by becoming overconfident on your ability to take decisions. You start to neglect the instructions of your spiritual master. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. I wanted to do that, but he said something, it was not practical. What do you mean by, but it was not very practical? Huh? What do you know about that? Not very good. Kruddhati janti. Just unnecessarily becoming angry for no reason. And even if there is some valid reason, also you are not supposed to become angry as a Vaishnava. Okay, if you are a spiritual master, then you have some right to chastise your disciple. That's a different thing. Being a father, okay, you have some right to chastise your children. Kruddhate janti. We are in a Vaishnava community. We have to be very, very careful. If we do not pay attention, or I would say even we do not pay close attention to all these details, then our spiritual life will be finished. As you can see, in all these cases, Omo, he was almost on the verge of dying. He was almost on the verge of dying. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to come and he was rescued. Garuda was offended as a result of which such a great mystic yogi, he had fallen down. Na harsam darsane. When you see a Vaishnava, you must feel joyful. You must feel joyful. You feel happy about seeing him. Why? Oh, you know, he has been taking so much trouble to go to some places where he is even being challenged with his food. There is no good place for his shelter. Day and night, he is doing so much of hard, you know, work, and he's maintaining his sadhana very nicely. Sometimes he's going out to preach Krishna consciousness. You're not appreciative. When you see such a person who has been dedicatedly serving Prabhupada's movement, taking so much of trouble to his personal self, you must at least show your smiling face. At least you say some word of glorification to such a Vaishnava. That is Vaishnava culture. Then you will also advance automatically in your spiritual life. Very important things. One may say, oh, so what's so great about, you know, not greeting a Vaishnava, you know, not even offering a smiling face, I am doing my sadhana nicely. Whatever you do may be, your sadhana perfectly, you may be very, very confident on your personal practices. But in any way, in any case, if you offend a Vaishnava, consequences are very, very rigorous. It is said that when one offends a Vaishnava, the results of one's pious activities, his opulence, his fame, even his son, everything will be destroyed. It's so powerful. It's like an invincing weapon, attacking. You can't do anything about it. If you offend a Vaishnava, then you will lose your power and position, everything will be finished. What happened to Kamsa? Actually, when he heard the voice from the sky, from Yogamaya, saying, oh, my dear Kamsa, you are thinking you can kill me and you will be saved? No. The one who is going to kill you has already taken his appearance somewhere else in Braj. Oh, my enemy is still alive. No, I have to make some plans. How can I get rid of my enemy? So he called all his associates, demon associates, and he started to discuss with them. Hey, this is the strategy now we have to apply on. From today onwards, go out destroy all these Brahminical cultures, try to torture all these people, and kill them, kill all these newborn babies. That was his strategy. Mahat vyatikrama. If one disrespects a very respected personality, then he will lose his opulence, his power, position, even he will die. It can occur death to him. So, when we recognize that we have committed an offense unto Vaishnava, which is quite obvious for a conditioned soul. It's not surprising, I would say. Right? Many of us actually, we commit offense in many different ways. But if we have recognized that I have committed an offense unto Vaishnava, then we must go to him with all our sincerity in our heart and beg forgiveness from him. How to beg forgiveness? There is a process also to beg forgiveness from a Vaishnava. You should follow the process, then beg forgiveness. And after begging forgiveness, you find that this Vaishnava is not even, he has not forgiven you. You can understand this. If he has not forgiven you, then you must serve him nicely with all your hearts. But the severity of offense is so strong, even after begging forgiveness, and even after serving him wholeheartedly, still you find you are not able to please him. Then you can take shelter of the holy name. But it should not be an excuse not to beg forgiveness, not to serve the Vaishnava. Isn't it? How to beg forgiveness? Isn't it? Now, question comes, how to beg forgiveness? Yes, this is one way you can do. Correct.
That's one thing. Then try to make it right. And also acknowledge how it must have made you feel.
Very good. You have to repeat how you offended him. You have to speak it out from your mouth. What did Arjuna do? Sakheti matva prasabham jaduktam. हे कृष्ण हे यादव हे सखेति जानता महिमानं तवेदम् मया प्रमादात् प्रणयेन वापि यच्चावहासार्थमसत्कृतोऽसि विहार सज्जासन भोजनेषु एकथवाप्यच्युत तत्समक्षं तत्क्षामये माम् Aham aprameyam. See, at the end he is saying, tat kshamaye. What kind of kshama? Why are you begging forgiveness? Because, jachavahasartham asatkritosi, vihara sajya sanabho janeshu. In many different ways I have offended you. How did you offend me? If Krishna asks, sometimes jesting, with you, sometimes sleeping next to you, sometimes I have spoken so many bad things about you while you are alone with me, even in front of many friends. Right? Sometimes I have addressed you, oh Krishna, saying, oh, you are just son of a minister. See, I am the son of a real king. Your father, he didn't even have the capacity to rule the kingdom. I am coming from a background where my father was a king, real king. You understand, Krishna? He is Yadava. So in this way I have offended you. Ekathavapyachyutatat samaksham tat kshamaye. Kindly excuse me for all these things what I have done to you. You have to speak it out. This is the way. Thank you very much. Time is up. We can go for darshan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki.